Kent's on the line, and he's got himself a brand new home. Where'd you buy, Kent?
Hey there. I'm up in the Northwest Valley in Peoria.
Okay. Very good.
And it's super new. It's not brand new. It's only a couple of years old.
Okay.
And I was leaving the house to go to work, and my garage door wouldn't open. So I thought, well, batteries. No, I checked the opener itself. It wouldn't open. So I've come to discover there's no power in the garage now. And I checked the breakers. The breakers, nothing was popped. And then I checked the GFCIs, and one of the GFCIs is blinking red.
Okay. Have you tried pushing the reset button?
And it wouldn't reset. It's okay. Solid. I pushed the thing through the wall trying to get it to reset.
And just to make sure, a lot of times a breaker will trip and you can't necessarily tell. You got to push it all the way off and then push it all the way back on. Did you try that?
I did. I tried a couple of others in the garage too, to maybe if I could reset those, I'd reset that one. But that wasn't the case.
So something somewhere is, we're just going to have to get a voltage meter and start troubleshooting backwards.
So it's something in the line. There's nothing plugged into that one at all.
It could be a bad GFCI. It very well could be. And that's probably where I'd start. Are you comfortable changing that yourself?
Yeah, that's not a problem. I can do that. I'm not sure if it's a 20 amp or a 30 amp. There's one about a foot away from it marked as a 20 amp.
Yeah. That would be my suspicion. But you know, I take a voltage meter and I touch in there and see if there's electricity. Then I take the lighted pencil currency tester and I put that up and I see if it lights. I mean, I check even what's the problem is you've got to find the breaker that's bringing the juice to that GFI. Because the GFI is not letting juice go through it, but it's not stopping it from getting to there. So there's hot juice in that box. And you've got to make sure you kill that supply before you get in there and dinking around. You make sure it's dead, and then make double sure it's dead, and then make triple sure it's dead, and then just take the GFI out, take it to an electrical supply specialty shop, and have them just match whatever it is you've got. I was at a home not too long ago for someone we were visiting with about remodeling their home, and they had a GFI that wasn't working. He actually took a nail punch and a hammer, and he said, look, you can't reset. I said, don't do that. No, don't do that.
It's amazing okay, how we survive, isn't
it? I believe you. Your GFI doesn't work, but don't use a nail punch and a hammer to try and reset the button. So, Kent, you really just know that there's hot juice going to that box, and don't get in there till you're triple confident that it's dead. I use amp testers. I use plug-in circuit testers. I'm a chicken.
That's because you've learned the hard way. You used to use your body.
And screwdrivers. Maybe I got more arc spark screwdrivers than you can count. All right, what are the takeaways from today's show? Don't let Rosie do your electrical repair work. 8 o'clock hour, takeaways from John J. Harper.
Yeah, kind of a theme he's been on for a couple years is why even mess with the summer lawn? Unless it's in your front yard and at HOA, are you spending any time on that lawn at all right now?
Do you know how water utility companies bill you for your water?
No.
They measure the month you use the most water, which for most of us is going to be June or July, watering
sure.
our lawn. And then you're charged a surcharge on the most consumption ever all year long. So if you did go to a winter lawn and you weren't watering a Bermuda lawn all summer long, you'd pay lower water bills all year long.
I didn't know that. Interesting.
I was kind of surprised to find out myself.
Hmm.
So there you go. There's the takeaway right there.
And then our 9 o'clock on the house hour, we were talking about manufactured homes and just what a difference that industry has gone through
oh.
and will continue to go through an update. It's gonna It's going to change the way a lot of building is done.
This isn't your granddaddy's trailer. A manufactured home can be a viable solution to your second home, to your hideaway getaway, or to that in the country crash crib.
Or like the gentleman called us at the end, it sounded like a granny pod in the back.
Yeah. I mean,
putting a second home on for somebody.
There you go, folks. This has been your COVID-free three-hour Rosie on the House broadcast, and we're going to do it again next Saturday. Don't get worn down. Shine bright. Take care.